second. Okay, call to order. Present are Trustee Zeidel, Trustee Greenberg, Trustee Greenwald, Deputy Mayor Lasker, and representative from Perignucci McCartney.
His name is Matt
Lizette. Thank you. Village Clerk is present. Let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. We have a lot to do today, so let's begin with public comments on issues which will not be discussed later on. So if you want to talk about issues that we'll discuss later on, save it for those public hearings. Can I have a motion to begin public hearing?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Jenna, was there anyone that wanted to speak now?
Nobody gave me a paper yet.
Nobody gave you a paper yet?
Does anyone want to speak now on general topics? Okay. Okay, can I have a motion to close the public hearing? General public hearing. Sorry, public comments.
Motion?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenberg, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Now we have our yearly MS4 report. Now, Matthew, anything you want to comment on that?
Nope. Let's just have a public comment on the MS4 report, if anyone has anything to say. You have to make a motion.
First of all, I'll make a motion to open public comments on the yearly MS4 report.
Motion.
Can I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenberg, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Matthew, can you explain on what is the MS4 report and the procedure, the daily procedure concerning MS4?
This is something that every municipality has to submit separately for their stormwater plan. Pomona works with the town of Gramapo, and this is the MS4. And this is the MS4. That Pomona is submitting, so if anyone has any comment on the MS4 that's being submitted to the state, then this would be the time to speak about it. Okay. There's also a resolution, it's on the website, and there's also a resolution that the board will be voting on afterward.
Okay. Any comments, any questions?
Yes.
Okay, if there are no comments or questions.
Excuse me, I just came a little bit late. Sorry, comments about
MS4.
MS4 report.
That has to do with sewage and storm.
Okay. Stormwater management.
Yeah. I'll make a motion to close public comments.
Motion.
And second. Second, Trustee Greenberg, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Can you please make the resolution?
Yes. So where is the? I'll make the resolution approving MS4 annual report. Whereas all the above worries are included, now therefore be it resolved that the Village Board of the Village of Pomona hereby approved the 2023 MS4 annual report. Now therefore be it further resolved that section 1, the above worries clauses are incorporated herein as is set forth in full. Section 2, the Village Board of the Village of Pomona does hereby authorize and direct the mayor to sign any required documents in relation to the MS4 report. Section 3, this resolution shall be effective immediately.
Second, anyone?
Second.
Second, Trustee Greenberg, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Resolution is carried, 5-0. Jenna, of course, well, tomorrow we'll give you a copy. We can send the yearly report. Okay, next issue. A public hearing for a special permit for 130 Capitol Road. Can someone maybe make a motion?
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing for the special permit for the applicant Kirschenbaum for 130 Capitol Road.
Can anyone second that?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Is the applicant here? Please come.
Todd Rosenblum of Rosenblum Architecture, 221 Quaker Road, Pomona. And the architect of the project is Rachel Baris, who is the civil engineer for the project. I know this project has been presented informally to this board. We also had our first public hearing in front of the planning board, as well as several informal meetings, including a TAC meeting with the members of the planning board. Last, I guess about 10 days ago, we heard our first public comments from some of the neighbors. Do you want to hear any of the comments from the neighbors? Do you want a brief presentation? How would you like to proceed?
So may I suggest, Mayor, it may be better if he presents to the people who came to comment, maybe here, of the project, and then they can comment? No, if the mayor wants. Are you okay, Lou?
Sure. So just give us your general presentation, and then we'll open up, and then you'll respond, etc.
Thank you.
So my name is Rachel Burice. I'm a professional engineer. I'm the engineer on this project, School Tech. And so just to do a quick summary, Todd covered it, but pretty much this is the existing building over here, and we have the addition. The driveway will come in, the parking is to the side and the rear to limit the impact. That's proposed around the property. There's a number of trees along the front that are proposed to remain, depending on, you know, we were able to incorporate that based on where the disturbance will be. So there is landscaping proposed through there. We also provided a lighting plan, which has been, all of this information has been reviewed by the village engineer throughout the process and will continue to be reviewed. So there's been lighting that is through the property to meet the village's requirements. And that also has been reviewed by the village engineer. So if the board has any specific questions, let me know, but gives you a summary at least.
And also the lighting has been computer designed to basically each fixture has a puddle, and it shows that the light does not leave the property line. It was actually one or two spaces where it did, and the village engineer commented on that, and that has already been revised to keep the light within the property.
So So before we have our comments and questions, maybe we should open it for the public. Then we can add some more questions. So if anybody has questions about this project, if they can come up, so they can make a statement for the record.
The name and address by the clerk.
Margaret Cruz, I live at 129 Camp Hill Road, which is the house that's going to be, that is directly opposite the proposed new building. I spoke on the 15th, my concern of the lighting, and what I didn't mention, which I thought I had, was the impact of headlights that are going to be sweeping across three of my four bedrooms, my dining room and my living room. There is a height differential, an elevation differential. The first floor of this new building is actually the second floor of my house and higher when you account for SUVs. So what I saw originally, the original plans was it looked more like a commercial driveway. If cars would be coming in, parking on the right, parking in the back, parking in the left, and I saw at least two spots parking in the front, which faces my dining room. The whole front, you know, lighting is what, 170, 180 degrees sweep? Pretty large, with no blocking. The only blocking I was informed of, well, the general public was informed of, was trees and plantings. You know, leaves fall, that's not a good fix. I should have approximately 72 light bulbs hitting me at any given time as people encircle the building looking for parking. Now, I'm trying to look at this, and it looks as though modifications have been made. Is the parking no longer sweeping around the building?
There's no parking in the front.
Are cars going to sweep around the building?
The cars will exit parallel to the building.
So they'll be exiting through the front.
Yeah, there's only one access point.
Right, but the cars will come in as it is now. They'll come into the left. To the right, I'm sorry, as you're looking at the building, they'll sweep around, looking for parking, they'll sweep around. That's gone, there's no way through the front. My concern has been, continues to be, the light of these lights. I don't think it's a big hardship. I had mentioned a wall, but what I meant to say is a privacy fence. Not planting a fence, because a fence is really going to deal with any lighting issues, especially with this height differential. I really don't need to see headlights coming around. And I thought about this recently. In the winter, where it's dark beginning 4 o'clock, and it starts to snow, according to the old plan, which swept around the entire building.
Just for the record, I'm sorry, there was no old plan in the plan. It's exactly the same plan we got over a month ago. Just for the record, please go on.
What I saw the cars coming in the front. There was a driveway in the front, so the cars circled around. And it was changed because there was parking in the front.
Not in our plans.
Last, on the 15th, they were
not
there.
Not in our plans, no.
All right, I'm not going to debate this. I know what I saw. It doesn't change the fact that the lighting from the headlights should not impact me or my house. It should not hit my bedrooms, especially the master where I sleep. It shouldn't hit my living room. No other home, you know, if you look at the homes, they were planned in such a way that the driveways really are kind of between the homes. They don't hit, in most parts, they don't hit the home directly across as cars are coming down. They go in between the buildings, and you could see that in the way they did the homes here. So I don't understand the hardship of having a privacy fence that's 4.5 feet, 5 feet, that could then be, prettied up with landscaping. It should be function for me before any aesthetics. I really should not have to deal with multiple headlights at any given time of the night and morning, because prayers do happen, not around the clock, but at different hours. So it is a problem for me if this hasn't been addressed. My ask here is that wherever there is parking, you account for the height of SUV lights. You account for that so that it doesn't hit any of my front. That's not unreasonable. It's unreasonable to expect it to go the other way around.
Thank you.
That's it.
So we'll collect everything for the applicant to respond for later. So,
thank you.
Anyone else that would like to comment on this application?
Good evening. My name is John McDowell. I live at 126 Camp Hill Road, which is just west of this property. Last time we met, it was the planning department. I think some of you were here. I'm sorry, I don't know, you're not Mendy, your last name, but I know you were here. We spoke at length about a few issues, and I'm curious about what has been considered since then. I'll just bring up my memory what we discussed. One was lighting, and I heard something tonight about maybe some adjustments, but I'm a little confused about whether that's exactly the same plan, or you said that there were adjustments. Maybe I'll ask the questions and you can answer.
It's not a Q&A.
So, just collect them all, and then he'll respond to them.
Now, I should say that I've been very much in touch in a friendly manner with the applicant and the owner. I guess there's an owner, there's an applicant, Yossi, I don't even know the first names, Momi or Yossi. They say they will do as much as they can to avoid quality of life issues. My main concern is lights. It was brought up last time, it was 14-foot lights. I understand that they may be, the light may be going down straight, but again, if you can see the side of the light, I think it'd be, you know, very reasonable that the shielding could be not coming towards our property. As I mentioned last time, this is one of the oldest properties, working farm in Pomona. I understand there's change, but you know, we don't want to, you know, change the old Pomona as much as we can. I think everybody feels like a lot of my neighbors, my Orthodox neighbors, say they moved here because they love the trees and they love all that. Secondly, the same issue I have with the neighbor across the street, as I mentioned last time, and I'm sure it's innocent, but we have people just looking across at our property because it's a public space, basically. So we have people standing. Imagine you're living there and you're sort of in your bedroom and people are looking. I really, feel like it's just, there has to be a stockade fencing on our side. I mean, we have stockade fencing up to a certain point, and I think it would not be a big ask to have stockade fencing where a person's height is below that period. So I think that would take care of things. I don't know what the cost would be. I don't think it would be, considering the whole cost of the project, I think it would be nominal. So those are my two main concerns. What I would like to know is what has been reconsidered after a pretty good conversation last time. And also, I would say, you know, just in good faith, after the meeting, the crowd sort of spilled out to the sidewalk and had a really good discussion. And I think that is the mood that we want to, you know, have here as neighbors, to be friendly with each other. So what I'm concerned about is, yes, we'll look at it or we'll consider it, and then nothing happens. So to reiterate, it's the lighting and the visual issues I have are the main two things about this. Okay.
So, Mr. Rosenblum, since the it seems that because the issue of the fence was mentioned again by two adjacent neighbors, I'm going to maybe approach the village professionals, and they can have a discussion concerning the scope of this issue.
I would like to respond to that.
I'm sorry?
I would like to respond.
Yeah, but let's just finish, see if there's other comments. Is there anyone else that has comments for item six? If there's no one else.
Anyone else? Anyone else for the public hearing wants to come up, say some words? It's the public hearing. Right now is your chance.
Can you, unless there's anyone else?
Anyone else wants to comment, please come up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Again, this is for item number six, the 130 Camp Hill permit. Yeah.
There's more. I think there's someone else who is in the back. If you plan on going, please go tell the clerk that you want to speak about it so we know who's coming.
Hi, my name is Masha Donat. I live in Aspen Court. We are a family that had moved into the community about 5 or 6 years ago. We have been, in the interim, being partly in another city as well as living here. The reason for that is because we're not yet ready to move here completely. And one of the things that we happen to love about this community is the fact that not only do we have synagogue where we can go to, but we have neighbors like you, and you, and you, and each one of you. And that is what makes the Pomona so beautiful, that there is a diversity, and that everybody can have their difference and yet still be together as a community. So we have friends in our neighborhood of all different nationalities, color, race, and that's fine. We love that. We love that our community is a community, and we feel that. We're just waiting for our children to finish school and to be able to be done, which will be shortly, and then we're looking forward to being able to be here permanently. The synagogue means the world to us. And thank God, over this past year, we've seen it grow and grow and grow and grow. The expansion isn't a question of should it be done, it's rather of how soon can it be done. It needs to be done. This expansion means that when my children come to the community and come to the synagogue, they have a place where to sit. They have a place for it to be. They have a place for it to pray together, to be part of a community. And so I understand all the differences that there may be occurring here, and I understand what's going on. And I feel for every single person here with their concerns, and I believe that there's ways amicably to make changes and to improve. I also believe that the synagogue is going to make Pomona just a much more wholesome and better place than it already is. I do not see that, God forbid, it will harm the farm. I do not see that, God forbid, it will harm anybody else. I can only see goodness that will come from it. And if you would see the people that come there, and the way that children are being raised there, and the way that the Shabbat program runs, where there's a kids program, and children are being taught so many different skills that are life skills, including a sense of community, and appreciating our neighbors, and appreciating what we have here, and appreciating the beautiful trees, the surrounding, and everybody else, you would realize that this is just a regular synagogue that, okay, fine, we're going to just put everybody together, make an expansion, and it's not that, just about that. It's about a sense of community, which, yes, you're all part of. So thank you so much, everybody, for coming here tonight, because this shows how much you care about Pomona, just like I do.
Thank you. Anyone else, Jenna?
Yes.
Who was it? Give me your name and address.
This My name is Benzion Alisha, I live in 4 Aspen Court. And one of the reasons that we actually came here was because there was a sense of community and because of the show at 130 Capitol at the moment. And we started actually in somebody's basement. And it grew tremendously. And then this property, 130 Capitol, really was wonderful for a lot of reasons, but it quickly outgrew the people that congregate there. People have families that they bring there, they have guests also, and even like this week is a wonderful example of how desperately the expansion would be so beneficial for just the quality of life for people that are using that space, because we had a lot of guests, and there's not even space for the women to come into, even if they wanted to. All the men took the whole space, and a few women that wanted to come, they had no space to come to, even if they wanted to. It was really raining, and it wasn't such a wonderful weather, but it's such a squeeze when you have all these people coming together, and there's no space. So I think it's not just, is it a good idea or not a good idea? It's so desperately necessary for the people that are choosing to come together, at the shul, based on Yitzchak. Also for the children, I think it's not fair for them not to have a space. I think that they should have a space to go to, they should have a nice playground as well. And it's a really, really big property from what I understand. And the expansion is supposed to go into the other part, not the one facing the farm, and I think that if it's constructed in a proper way, it's not going to make anybody's life negatively affected, but actually would benefit the whole community, because people are going to be more comfortable, people are going to have more space to just be, and this wonderful community is not going to have to be so squeezed. They could have some breathing space, which it's a wonderful thing. I think people like Pomona because of space, and you have a nice atmosphere, and to have all these people coming together and feel so pressured and so squeezed, it doesn't feel like Pomona. It feels like somewhere else, maybe Brooklyn, maybe somewhere else. So specifically in Pomona, we have like this feeling of being like a sardine. It's almost not Pomonian. So I think that to have that expansion is in the spirit of having the Pomona atmosphere of having space, having some breathing room, and just being able to be.
Thank you.
And I think that also people are very considerate. I remember John, I think, in the farm, there was a life that was bothering him, and he told me, I told Jossie Wolfson, and he immediately, made sure that the light is off. Very, very sensitive. Nobody wants to bother anybody. They just want to be and to be happy. And they want everybody else to be happy as well. And that's, I think, what this show is all about.
Thank you. Jenna, is there anyone else?
Yes, I think that's coffee.
Hi, my name is Ari Herman, I'm in Tantini Drive. I've been a resident here for about 7 years, and I was a member of the synagogue when we started. So it's much light in the street bothers me. That's not why I came here from Brooklyn. I came here from Brooklyn because I like it dark at night. I want to see the stars. You know, I don't want to walk in the street and have someone's light from their house shining at me. I really don't like it. I think that having trees is why I came here. I want to see the fresh air. I want to go hiking in the mountains. I think that what the architect did over here did take into account a lot of these concerns that we would have had. But more importantly, and I want to raise this, not against what anybody's saying, but I think just let me step back. In terms of where we are as a synagogue, in terms of where we are in the community, our intention over here is, as Vincent just said, to build a community, a place where we can gather together, pray, study, etc. But on the other hand, it's also to be part of the community, to be part of respecting everybody in the community, respecting our neighbors, respecting the will of our neighbors, the sanctity of their life, and the protection of what they are, what they hold important. So whatever we can do, and I can't talk for the synagogue because I'm not a board member or anything, but whatever we can do to accommodate any reasonable request, I think will be taken by everybody in the synagogue with open arms. Anything that we could do, we will. And it's not just because somebody from the outside is asking, it's because we wanted to. But more important than that, something I wanted to raise is that where we are today, as a synagogue, as Vincent was saying, when a car drives into the synagogue today, the car right now has to do all of those circles that our neighbor was discussing. Right now, that is exactly what's happening. Somebody's coming in, driving around, looking for parking.
Because there's nowhere else to go.
Because there's nowhere else to go. Causing a lot of light, and they have to go out the same entrance that they came in. And number one, it's causing... It's not comfortable for our neighbor, the farmer. It's definitely not comfortable for you across the road. And there's nothing really they can do about it. But worse, right now, it actually causes a danger. Because there's so many cars coming in and out at the same time that it's actually dangerous. So the idea that the architect designed, where you come in from one end, you've got a place to park, and then you go out the other end, makes the area a lot safer. It also causes a lot less light, because the lights are now coming in one direction, and there's no one going around in circles in front of the building.
Thank you.
That's number one. And to accommodate... Okay.
Let's keep it to 3 minutes. Excuse me, it's not a Q&A, so, and let's keep it to 3 minutes.
Okay, because I'm sure there are other people that also want to speak.
Okay, so one last thing is that, so in terms of the safety, I think that it's very important of what we're doing, so I want to appreciate that. And number two, in terms of the lights, I think that to accommodate, to put in fences, whatever it is, I don't think it's a big deal for us to do. I agree with you. And I think that also when the kids are walking to synagogue, to be able to have this additional access is going to be a lot safer for them instead of the way it is now, where everyone's coming in at the same place as the cars are coming in and out. So I think it's a safety concern that we're addressing, and I appreciate that very much, and we want to accommodate it.
Thank you. Jenna, anyone else?
Okay. I'm sorry, hi, Alicia. I run the kids program at the show, and I'm there every week, and sometimes it rains, sometimes it pours, sometimes our goal is not to disturb so that people can pray and orient themselves to their inner core, to the goodness of their heart. And a lot of times I find that I'm with the kids outside, and it's hard. It's very hard. I'm trying to instill them respect, and we are working on it. And especially, like, let's say we pick up the garbage and the wind is blowing, it will be much easier if it's contained in a school, in a building that has shelving, that has order. That way I can tell them back, and instead of, we do work very hard to clean up after ourselves, but again, there's no structure that allows for that discipline to happen. Also,
building structure.
Well, yeah. Let's just give her an opportunity to speak.
Thank you. And also, I have some people, unfortunately, bring special needs children, which I love having joined the program. But they also need, and then there's 10-year-olds and 3-year-olds and 12-year-olds, and we really need several rooms with other counselors. So I'm running the show like that. So I really ask whoever's in charge to consider that in terms of the safety of the children. Also, people have been getting ticks because they have to sit on the grass. And, you know, so that was just one big consideration, that like the safety and allowing me to give over those messages of respect and have them learn that would be much more helpful in a nice structured school building.
Thank you. Anyone else, John?
One minute. Is that so? Let's see if anyone else wants to speak first.
Okay.
Please go ahead.
I want to be clear. This is not a question of my opposing the shul. This is a question of the impact of these headlights on my property. I heard everything. None of that addresses my concern. I'm not stopping anything. But I should not have 36, 34, however many cars there are, lights beaming across from October, anytime it's dusk, beaming over onto my home. It's not a big ask to have a fence. It's not detrimental. It causes no hardship to the shul. I don't understand any opposition to it. There's no justifiable reason to say we can't put up a screening fence. It's respectful to me.
Thank you.
Mr. Rosenblum.
Before he gives an answer, I would just add, as the mayor requested me, I mentioned before, and as that was the one concern we heard, and we heard from the congregants that they're not against, that they want the neighbors to live peacefully, one with each other, and respect each other. I do think, as the mayor said earlier, that we will reach out to our professionals and see if a privacy fence, a simple metal privacy fence, that they have these greenery fences, simple 4 or 5 foot fences, if it fits in the project, we will reach out to our professionals to see if it's possible on both sides, on the one neighbor who had some concerns and on the neighbor across the parking lot, so that they will not have the headlight beams again. We will see if that's possible to request. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So let me address some of the comments that were made. First off, it was only 10 days between the two public hearings, so we decided as a group we would basically just wait because we weren't sure if it was going to be the exact same comments, additional comments. There were different comments tonight, so I'm glad we waited. In those 10 days, we did reach out to our lighting consultant, and Rachel Baris will address that after I speak. I did want to address the landscaping issue and the privacy issue. Immediately after the planning board public hearing, I was certainly taken by the passion that some of the neighbors spoke about their privacy. So I immediately went out there. I spent an hour the day after the public hearing, and I walked the entire property, 130, and I also went over to 129 Campbell to see what the issue is. And I think it would be very helpful for all of the members of this board to go out there and do exactly what I did. And I think what you'll note is that when I was there and I was standing where the addition was going to be, I couldn't even see the house at 129 because there's significant trees. Now, some of those trees are deciduous, so we're replacing some of that with different types of trees. But on the west side of Camp Hill Road, on 129, there's a very large and high row of evergreens. So the evergreens are not going to lose their leaves, and they're very tall. So I think if everybody would go out there, look at that. I did ask Mr. Lockman. I did point that out to him. I sent him a picture from Google Earth of that row of trees. I asked him to go out. I don't know if he's going to go out, but I hope he will go out and look at that. So I also want to point out that there's a significant amount of trees being added around the property. One suggestion that was made was that they should all be evergreen. And I spoke to the congregation. They're happy to change all the species to evergreen so that they'll always have, they won't lose their leaves in the fall. And as far as the fence, if that's what the village planner deems that's what's required, then we'll certainly look into it.
It's not so much of a requirement. The board has the right to request that also. And out of respect for everyone, it may be something that we may look into.
We were trying to do it in a more natural way.
Correct.
With trees. And I think it can be done successfully with evergreens, with green giants, they will form a hedge that is, you know, just as bad, you know, just as good as a fence, nicer looking than a fence. I would say that, yes, the neighbor to the north, if you look at the survey, there already is a wooden fence for most of that property line. If that neighbor would like maybe that section of fence is missing, we could certainly supplement that. But I also think the congregation doesn't want to feel walled in, that they're fenced in, so to speak. So if it could be done more naturally, I think that would be desirable, as opposed to having a fence all the way across Camp Hill Road. But again, I would encourage everybody to go out there when it stops raining and stand where the addition is. Now, as far as we've heard a lot about sweeping headlights, the only place that there's two places where the headlights will be facing west. Okay, and I want everybody to concentrate on that. That's where you're exiting the parking lot. If you look at the location map, okay, everybody has the vicinity map on their plans. You'll see that actually where you leave the property, you are not headed towards 129 Camp.
Todd, like we said, yep. We will decide if we want it, and if we want it, we will make you do it. Thank you.
Wait, you're not listening. You can't put a fence at the bottom of the driveway. Okay.
I didn't say over there. There's one spot where we think we need it.
Okay, you let the neighbors speak, so I would appreciate two more minutes of time. So again, when you're exiting the driveway, the headlights are not aimed at 129 Camp Hill Road. And at this location here, where you are leaving the parking lot, that is an area of concern. And that could either be handled by landscaping or a fence.
Or both.
So that would be the one area of concern. This should not be an area of concern because it's not into the house.
Perfect.
This area here could be addressed, and we are addressing it. There are trees shown.
So we may do both. Thank you.
Yes.
For the lighting, we did not submit any new plans because, as we said, it wasn't a significant amount of time since our last public hearing when we were at the planning board. We did speak with our lighting consultant and have been able to work with him to bring down the height of the light fixtures. And so moving forward in the next submission to whether it has to be here or just to the planning board, we'll show, you know, depending on if you make a decision tonight or not. But otherwise, at the bare minimum, when we return to the planning board, we will have the fixtures that are a little shorter than the original application.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Two things. Just one second. First of all, public hearing, I believe, should continue. And if memory serves, things have not been. There's still an open public hearing with the planning board, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Also. Matthew, what is...
Do you want to declare a vote on whether you want to declare as lead agency?
Yes.
Do we
first the moving the public hearing for next, or first the lead agency?
You can do lead agency first and then move.
Okay, so please do the lead agency first.
No, it's not closed. But you spoke already, right? Is this important?
Yes, it is. Just as important as everybody else's.
Go ahead.
As I told you all, I am originally, this is not
Let's my, keep it short, thank you.
As I told you all, this is not my initial home, only because I'm waiting for my children to graduate. One of the things we love about Lawnet are the trees. We do not have a fence around our home, like one of these white plastic fences where you can't see nature, because we want the nature. I agree with the architect. If we're able to put up privacy trees that will do the same idea, be able to be the type of trees that my other neighbors have, where I can't see past them and they can't see past me, in other words, there's no light coming through, then that should be able to be something we can work through. But to have us entirely closed out from Camp Hill completely would kind of defeat the purpose of Pomona.
I appreciate it. And I think there's a misunderstanding, and I think the professionals will reach out. No one asked for a full fence. Not at any point did the board request that. I think the people understood where the mayor thinks a potential privacy fence may be needed. It's not a lot of the property, and the professionals will discuss it with each other, and they will come back with an updated plan for the next meeting. In the meantime, if the mayor's okay.
Please make
I'll make a motion to declare the village agent, the village board as lead agency in the special permit application. Where the application was received for a neighborhood house of worship known as Camp Hill Road House of Worship in an R40 zoning district to be located at 130 Camp Hill Road in the village. And whereas the initial public hearing has been scheduled regarding such application for June 26, 2023 at 7:30 p.m. or soon thereafter, as could be heard. Whereas the village board desires to declare itself lead agency for secret purposes, now therefore be it further resolved. Section 1, the above whereas clauses are incorporated herein and set forth in full. Section 2, the village board hereby declares itself lead agency for the special permit application on the subject property after having received and reviewed the Part 1 environmental assessment form submitted by the applicant. Section 3, the mayor and any officer, employee, or consultant as directed by the mayor is hereby authorized to take any and all actions as necessary to carry out the provisions of this resolution. Section 4, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Seconded by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So,
we'll make another motion.
One second. Can you please just write it down so yes. The village clerk can have it later? Here we go.
When is our next board meeting? On July. One second, I'll tell you. That's fine, one second. Our next board meeting is on July 24th. I'll make a motion to move the public hearing to continue the public hearing for July 24th. At 7:30 p.m. Do I have a second?
Second. Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution passes. Please, you can just write it down and give it to the village clerk. Thank you. So, we are now moving to a second special permit application from Viola concerning a water tank at 83 Halley Drive. And if the representative from Viola can come. Just to mention, make it clear, this is not a public hearing concerning this permit.
Let's continue.
Okay, please, let's continue. If you can please, thank you. If the Viola representative can come. Thank you. The floor is yours.
I'm just going to wait for my engineer.
Okay.
In the meantime, I'll say good evening. Board.
Mic work?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Sorry.
Sure. Good evening, members of the board, members of the public. Thank you for having us here today. My name is Daniel Fix. I'm the law firm of Blake and Flannel Schmidt, representing Veolia Water, New York. With me is Gary Stewart, our project engineer, and Steve Garibet, who is a representative from Veolia. This project has been before the board before. As the board may recall, initially this project was presented in May of 2021. We have since submitted full site plan to the Village Planning Board and the board's planning and engineering professional. We've also attended two technical advisory committee meetings and have addressed comments by the village planner and the village engineer. Briefly, this project will entail constructing a 2 million gallon portable water storage tank, which will be located at 83 Halley Drive, which is right next to our existing 5 million gallon storage tank. This is a non-controversial issue potable drinking water, and this will allow that to continue. What we're asking today is for the with the village board to declare it lead agency for CEQA review. When we presented on June 15th for the planning board, the planning board noted that they would object, or they would not object to the village board taking lead on this one. So if there's any questions, anything technical that Mr. Stewart can handle.
So Mr. Stewart, can you just give us an overview from your perspective?
Of course, yeah. This is an aerial of the property that Viola owns, 83 County Drive. This is Calhalla Road, County Route 75. Here's Hick, County Drive. There's a driveway. You may not be able to see the tank from Halley Drive. I know houses in the city can see the tank. But there's an existing 5 million gallon tank on the site. And this project has been contemplated as part of Viola's master plan to add additional storage in the Pomona area, Pressure District 20. And additional storage is for high demand periods in the summertime. And it's also, this tank is fairly old and in need of repainting. So one of the purposes of the project is to be able to take it offline and have a new tank online before that. But the new tank, here's Halley Drive, the driveway going in. New tank is smaller, but it'll be, the side of the tank will be the same as the existing tank, except the roof will be higher. But 2 million gallons going right next to it, it's all on Veolia property. And then on the site right now, all that exists, there is a little pump station building. As part of our project, we're putting another building. This is for metering of chemicals and for flow metering.
How close are you to the property, the neighbor over there? But then you need your new tank. How close is it going to be to the next door neighbor?
Yeah, I have that on a different plan. We meet all setbacks.
I understand. I just want to understand.
Yeah, I have a plan. And just
for a housekeeping measure, we submitted our check.
No, I believe. Oh, you did? You submitted a check? Okay, perfect. Yeah, perfect. Thank you. I'm just wondering about what's the amount.
Yeah, you mean the,
because that's
house.
The probably the,
yeah, so the new tank is going right here.
What? Oh, that side? Oh, yeah. not on, not.
Yeah,
it's not that side.
Right.
I thought it's going the other side, closer to the homes.
No, it's going right here.
So basically, that's a lower level than the current tank.
So the elevation level will be how?
But the tank, the sidewall of the tank will be the same.
So question.
The tank
your second tank,
yep.
Your second tank, even if it's going to be, if you get the variance of the 50-footer,
yep.
Whatever that number may be,
yep.
Are you still going to be at the same height of the current tank because it's at a lower level?
No. The new tank with the new...
How much will it overlap the new tank? By how much? Because you are at a lower level.
14 feet.
Still 14 feet?
Correct. It's the elevation of the water and
how,
the tank that needs to stay the same.
Now, on that side, where the residents are on the Valley View Court, the residents,
yep, Valley View Court, yep.
Those residents, are the trees that are currently between their properties and the current tank, are those still staying?
For the most part, yes. Right adjacent to the tank here, we were taking a few trees.
Yeah,
down.
Yeah, but you're basically, there's still going to be a buffer.
Yes.
Because that was, I got a few calls already, and I told them I'm going to ask the questions just to make sure that technically they still have some type of a buffer because it's a massive tank. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, so here,
makes
so
much more sense. Now, got it.
Yes, here's the whole property. So here, we are taking down some trees.
No, but that's in the back. That's not, let the planning board deal with. I just want to make sure the buffer.
The issue of the buffer was.
No, the residents didn't thought that they're going to clear all the trees behind their property because they didn't know where you're putting that second tank. But you gave me clarity on that.
So the buffer would be basically you're maintaining.
Yeah, we're maintaining all these trees. You know, so basically, inside this line, I know it's hard to see from this angle, but we're taking out, you know, some of the trees inside.
Yeah, you need to in order to build the tank.
Just enough to build the tank and the
Got
whole
it.
Building.
Mm-hmm. Now, how is that going to help us with the making the water less hard?
Let me ask you the real question, because that's the one complaint I get from all the residents.
Yeah, this project won't do
their anything. Their water tanks are popping or are breaking. Is that, could you guys do something about that?
Yeah.
You know, you guys are coming here. That's the one.
It's a groundwater issue.
I've never really heard that the water is hard.
It's
a hardness issue.
There was the last 3 years. The last 3 years in Pomona, it's becoming worse and worse. People's hot water tanks and their boiler system just gets corroded.
Jenna, you got something, right?
Village clerk got something, yeah?
Yes, and we all know about it. We all have it. So that, again, I know it's not your, it's not this, but Veolia doesn't come to us every day. So this is my opportunity to ask.
The one you can see my shower glass.
Exactly.
What can Veolia do about it?
Yeah.
Well, the good news is you're saving on.
No, but 1 second. Doesn't the water that comes to all residents in this, isn't the tank supposed to be the one that provides the water on the mountain?
No.
So what is the tank
for?
It
usually provides the people down below. We actually, from this tank, pump up to what we call the cheese coat tank.
Correct.
The top.
Yes.
And then it feeds people.
And then it feeds everyone. Correct. So is there anything that you guys can soften a bit better? Sorry for my, you know.
Just, and that
this is the most serious concern I get every single day about the water, and they're begging us, find a way.
If Viola can sponsor the salt for all of us, we'll be very happy. The village will be very happy, eternally happy.
I don't know if the salt, but something happened the last couple of years worse than it was before. Because I've been hearing the last three, four years,
yeah.
Everyone is having, the plumber is having a field day. But besides the plumber, everyone is going to open up their pockets. So again, it's not part of your project, but if somebody could mention something to Veolia up there, you know, that would be appreciated. But anyways, go ahead. Sorry for taking it off route.
It's fine. I think it's always good to engage with who we're trying to get a result from. I think, you know, unless there's anything further, really, you know, get a declaration from the village board.
Are you guys ready for a public hearing? The reason for it I'm asking is no, not for tonight.
No,
but
I have a
resolution I prepared. I asked our attorney to prepare for two things: to be the lead agency and to set public hearing for next month.
Yeah, we,
so you guys would be ready for that. Okay. So if the mayor is okay, we'll
before that, so was the issue? If memory serves, the issue of what would the chemical? How big will be the station with the chemicals? Will be
the actual building itself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much?
I can show you.
Hazardous
chemicals on it. Yeah. He wants to know if there's any hazardous chemicals on it.
Basically, we would like to know what exactly. When you say chemical
line, I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
The chemical.
You know, the power line runs there also.
Yeah, no, it's not a hazardous chemical. It's basically pool chlorine in the water. It's already added there now, just in a temporary building, and we're putting
so they could fix the hardness.
So it's just chlorine. It's sodium hypochlorite.
So nothing flammable. Again, there are power lines in the area, so.
Elon, cars are also flammable.
Yeah, not saying it doesn't. And is there any? There's no issues that we that the.
The only question is that they're going to need variances potentially regarding the. Regarding the height, and the maybe the lot coverage.
Will there be a change in the amount of chlorine you're going to have on the premises? Okay.
It's all the same. And the tank itself is below a New York State DEC permissible level. It's less than 185. I think
what is the nicest one of the three options that would be nice in the area? Is it the glass one? No, out of the three options.
The best looking one or the?
The best looking one for the area. What would it be? What would it be?
Best looking what?
Or the minimum in, how do you call it? The minimum
impactful,
okay. Yeah. Out of the three options.
Sure.
It's a personal preference, I would
say.
No, but we were told 2 years ago when you guys came the first time, something about that the glass one was a more better or more natural. I don't know. Something, there was a comment made, something about the glass one being more enticing, and I remember leaving the meeting, okay, let's go for the glass one, but I don't remember what it...
First of all, we're looking at three different type of tanks, and we're doing, as part of the bid, we're going to life cycle, so it's the most financially
feasible for the user.
Oh, the glass one?
Well, offered all three tanks so we can compare them together. The glass fused tank. And first of all three tanks have kind of the same color, so we can
no,
get
gotcha.
Options on color, so that's not an issue. The glass fused tank. It's kind of like it's similar to a corn silo, except it's smaller and squatter. So it's got that look. It's folded. It's got a nice look to it. The roof is a bit different in that it's a geodesic dome, which is kind of like a dome, which is why it's got a higher profile.
So it leaves a nicer impression on the neighborhood, But financially, it's the same, more expensive.
Well, that's what we're going to find out when we bid it.
Gotcha.
It's a balance between the capital cost plus the operation and maintenance, because the other type tank that we're going to bid is the same as existing, where it's a welded painted steel, and so it may be cheaper to build, but then you got to paint it every 15 years.
Thank you. Trustee Greenberg, Trustee Greenwald, Trustee Zeidel, any questions?
There's still a public hearing next month, but if there's any questions right now.
Okay. If that's the case, I guess we will move with a motion. Can someone make the motion?
Mark, you want to do it? Mark, do you want to do this one?
Which one are
we? It's that one.
Yeah.
But you can skip if you want. You can start from the now, therefore. Okay, yeah.
Right. I'd like to make a motion regarding the resolution declaring the lead agency for special permit application and setting public hearing for the Veolia water, whatever, the water company here. The above whereas clause are incorporated herein as if set forth in full. Section 2, the Village Board, upon receipt and review of Part 1 Environmental Assessment Form from that applicant, hereby declares itself lead agency with respect to this special permit application. Section 3, the Village Board hereby sets a public hearing for the special permit application on July 24, 2023 at 7:30 p.m. or soon thereafter as can be heard. Section 4, the Mayor, any officer, employee, or consultant as directed by the Mayor is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provisions of this resolution. Section 5, this resolution shall be effective immediately.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Trustee Lasker.
All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution passes 5-0. Just forgive me if you can just write the details of the motion, the second.
So we'll have you next month on July 24th for the public hearing.
At
I guess
7:30.
We'll start it.
Okay.
In the meantime, I guess you figure out with the planning board and the zoning board, or for the building inspector, what you need. I guess we'll keep it open for the public comments until we're ready to move to finish up.
And as we discussed, we can't go to zoning until the negative declaration is issued. So.
Okay, we'll start the public hearing and we'll see what has to happen. We can always move it to the next meeting.
Please be in touch with the building inspector concerning the notifications, of course.
The clerk, yeah, the notifications.
The clerk and the building inspector, sorry.
Yes.
Concerning the notifications.
Well, what are you asking for the zoning and planning?
No, for this, for the next week, because we're going to have to. There has to be the notice, right?
The notice has to go out. So she's going to. Tammy knows also about it. She'll tell you it's regard. There's two parts. The newspaper one we're sending out, and then they'll give you all the addresses around that has to be. Yeah, 500 feet that have to be notified. Yes. So the clerk will give you that list. It's like an auto list that gets done, and they'll give you that list where, and then you have to bring back the certified mailing of what was sent out. And you guys know about that.
Yes. Are we going to have to put a notice on the property?
Yes, on your property. Yes,
yes.
I think it's four of them. No.
Yep.
Three. There's like a few of those you have to put around within 500. Yeah.
Again, the building inspector will take you through it. Just communicate with him. He'll take you through that. Okay, next.
Thank you.
Order of business.
Thank
approval
you.
Of
Mayor. I just hope Veolia is going to be able to continue the project. I said to you by the last meeting, I hope we can help you get moving forward, and looking forward to see you next month.
Appreciate it. You guys are very kind.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now let's move to the next.
Hopefully, I'll answer about the hard water issue.
Maybe they'll bring us an answer next month.
Yeah.
Or maybe they'll just tune it. It's like maybe a fine tune.
So, again, we are all in favor of salt for everybody. So, approval of treasury report. Can someone please read the treasury report?
Yeah. Rana, you want to do a resolution? Go ahead. This one. Rana.
So please.
No, you'll do the next one.
Yeah.
Oh, Joel, you'll do the next one.
Trustee Ron, I now move the resolution that the payment of general funds claiming total $253,803.83 set forth on page 3 of the monthly contract listing dated May 23rd, 2023. Through May 31st, 2023, as submitted, is hereby approved, subject to individual orders by the Board of Trustees. The payroll of May 31st, 2023, as set forth in the payroll amount of $12,335.88, is hereby submitted for approval, subject to the individual orders by the Board of Trustees. Second by?
I'll second.
Trustee Greenberg?
All in favor?
All in favor.
Aye. Resolution passes 5-0. Please. Trustee Zadel, if you can just write down and then
just
give
write
it
down
to.
And, pass. And Joel, give it. You want to do the other one?
No, I'm doing that one.
You're giving the honor also?
Yeah.
It's a short one? Okay, you want the long one. I got it.
Yeah, so who's doing the second
one? You want to do the next one?
Do the next one.
Basically, we didn't have she didn't prepare the one. She couldn't finish the one for May until the end of May because our year finishes by May 31st. So we just did the May 31st one and we're doing now the June.
Trustee Ron Zidell moved the resolution that the payment of general funds claim totaling $102,855.40 set forth on page 4 in the monthly abstract listing dated June 1st, 2023 through June 26, 2023. As submitted, is hereby approved subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. The payroll of June 16, 2023, as set forth in the payroll amount of $8,830.93. Is hereby submitted for approval subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. Second by?
Second.
By Trustee Greenwald.
Trustee Greenwald. Second by Trustee Greenwald. And all in favor?
Aye. Resolution passes 5-0. Please, if you can also write that down with the details and give it to the village clerk. The next order of business, approval of minutes of from village board meeting of May 22nd, 2023.
Wow, this one is moving up. We haven't had that for a while.
Yes, so.
Where are the minutes? Just approve it.
Mm-hmm.
You have it? So make a motion to approve it. What do? We just approve it, bro?
Yeah, that's fine.
So
you have the minutes?
Everybody has the minutes.
Just look at it and make the motion if you're ready.
All right. I make a motion to approve the village board minutes of May 22nd, 2023.
I'll second that.
Seconded by trustee, by Deputy Mayor Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 5-0. We are now item number 10, the Cultural Center report. Good day, the floor is yours.
Good day, regards from your wife. I saw her today in town.
Yeah, she told me.
She told you? Good.
Yeah.
Good day, how was the Toro parade?
The horse.
Oh, they came.
Where did you get the horse?
Hmm?
The horse. Where did you get the horse?
Man. I didn't get it. It wasn't me.
Did they bring the Torah to the cultural center?
Yes. Yes.
He's the horse. That's the horse.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay.
Well, of course, I called the mayor. Tell him what we want.
I told you they'd have a good time.
Did they give you a schnapps? Did they give you something to drink? L'chaim?
No, they have a fire there. So.
Oh, go ahead.
It was fun. So many children, so
good,
happy.
Yeah.
But my local host, this one, I wish I was in there. I just want to thank Dina to remind me for the meeting tonight. Thank you, Dina. It was good teamwork. Thank you. The Supreme Concert schedules Saturday, May 27th, had a great turnout. The event was open for live attendance and was streamed live from the center via Ovnik.com, like a freshman who served. Thank you to Dr. Masaata for donating his time and technical expertise for like the event. The summer exhibition 2023 opened June 11th. We had an opening reception the same evening from 5 to 8 p.m. There was a good turnout for the event. The exhibition will be on view until August 5th. The exhibition featured a group of watercolor artists and pottery. And the summer concert scheduled for Saturday, July 29th at 8 p.m. has been rescheduled for Saturday, August 5th at 8 p.m. The concert will feature Tennantville performing original song and unique blend of soft rock and Americana. The session includes former resident Richard King Louis on bass, Bruce Kistain on electric guitar, Michael Rocco on drum and percussion, and Scott Milliam on acoustic guitar and vocals. The event will be open for live attendance and will be streamed live via Ovnik.com by the freshman we serve. The fall exhibition 2023 is scheduled to open Saturday, September 17th, with an opening reception on Sunday, October 1st, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The proposed budget for the event is $750, $400 for the musician, and $350 for the refreshment. So the maintenance, so just the last one, the sidewalk in front of the center is broken in some areas and need to be replaced or repaired before the board what has to do with the maintenance. I would like to the board to give an approval for the budget of $750 for the reception of the October 1st event.
I'll make a motion to approve the $750 for the fall exhibition 2023 for the amount of $750, $400 for musicians, and $350 for refreshments.
Can I have a second?
Second.
Discussion. Hey, g'day, what's going on? The food is going up. $350 for food. Are you bring anything like...
He's barbecue.
Something from the diners, Mata? I don't know. What's going on?
I never go to the
diners. No, you never go to
the
diners?
I went to Costco. It's cheaper, but it's still a lot of...
G'day, one more thing. We're talking already. Could you send pictures, take pictures with your phone of the broken sidewalk and send it to the clerk so we can she'll forward it to us so we know what we're talking about?
That one I come home because...
Just take a few pictures and send it to us, please. Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor, seconded by Trustee Zeidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Resolution passes 5-0. G'day, thank you. Deputy Member Lasker, if you can please just give the village clerk the details for the record. Okay, next order of business.
G'day, thank you for waiting so patiently. Yeah.
Yes. Number 11. We are now with reorganization. I would like to make a motion to appoint Ms. Jenna Antoine to the position of village clerk to complete the remainder of a two-year term that started April 3rd, 2023 at 12 p.m. and ends on April 7th, 2025 at 12 p.m. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second by Deputy Mayor Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Resolution passes 5-0.
Could you bring the book? Thank you, because she has to take the oath.
And you will need to take the off of office, which we will do right now. And I believe the language would be... The verbiage is somewhere here.
Yeah, Channing's was on one of these pages here.
I think it was towards the end. It's over there. Okay. I have to go here. Closer to here. Where was Tammy? Donna? Donna did now. No, Tammy did somewhere here.
No,
Tommy did later. No, you didn't do it? No.
No, I never did it.
Oh, you never did it. Okay. You're right. You never did it. You're right.
So you have to read basically.
So fill this, fill out similar.
And then just read it out loud.
Read it out loud. So let's fill it out, if you don't mind.
Yeah. County of Rockland.
Yeah. County of Rockland. Thank you.
And what the date?
The date.
Village of Cambridge.
Yep.
Clerk.
Yep.
Yeah, village clerk.
Yep.
Yes, also.
Yep.
Also
registrar. And registrar of
the village clerk. Could you do it? Could you do it both in the same, the village clerk and village registrar?
I think she should.
Yeah, shouldn't be any reason why not.
To be separate?
She's being sworn into both tonight?
Yeah. So separate. So let's first finish this one.
Over.
And
you
should be separate?
You can do it together.
Together?
Yeah. Okay. Do it together.
Yes, so do it together, Thank you. Thanks for reminding us.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. Now let's sign.
And date.
And
oh, first let us swear.
Yeah, first please, we can just read it out loud.
Okay.
Part?
No. I. Just the part from the I. Here we go.
I, Jenna Antoine, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of village clerk and registrar. You see the date there?
The date,
Today's date is June 26, 2023.
And please just sign it and date it. Here we go. Yep.
And congrats.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. And I will sign this one. And here we go.
Mayor.
And I do not.
Mayor Fields.
I do not need to notarize it, correct?
No.
Okay. Here we go.
Thank you very much,
Jenna.
Thank you.
Okay.
Two good years. Yeah. At least let's start with two good years and then for more years.
I think we should start with decades.
Decades, okay, good.
Okay?
It's up to her also.
Now, next order of business, the contract renewal concerning IWS.
So I'll just give you a quick rundown, fellow board members. There was a discussion, our IWS contract is coming to an end. And we need to go out to bid. Our last contract was in 2018. We have two options. We have an option to go out to bid ourselves. The cost is probably going to be, based on the current contract that we're piggybacking of the town of Ramapo, where they extended us to December 31st, as we approved last month, those who were here, it more than doubled in price. So, to a certain extent, we are looking to move the taxable part of the garbage collection to the county tax bill, and it will be run by Rockland Green. The reason for it is Rockland Green is currently managing multiple villages, and they hope by going out this year, they may go out for Chestnut Ridge, Earmont, and Pomona simultaneously, hopefully maybe getting a better price because it's a larger group. Consolidating the amount of units for a contract may be helpful, and at the end of the day will give a savings for the residents, especially when the rates went more than double than what we paid. Just to give you an understanding, right now we're paying about $27,000 a month in garbage collection, and it's going to over between 58,000 and 65,000 a month at least. So in order for us to handle it, maybe easier, A, to give it to the county,
they have a larger pool when they go out for bidding, and hopefully we get a better rate. In order to do that, they requested to start the process, they requested us to schedule a public hearing for comments of the residents, so we would like to do that tonight, to schedule a public hearing for next month. We will post also the information that we will get from Rockland Green within the next 2 weeks on our website for review for the residents.
Thank you. So I will, can someone please make a motion for the public hearing?
It's a short one, go ahead.
Yeah, here, please, this is make the motion for the public hearing. Did you make a motion?
Motion to set public hearing for July 24, 2023 at 7:30 p.m. regarding the Village Board's consideration of an intermunicipal agreement with Rockland Green for the village's collection, removal, and disposal of garbage, with the cost of same to be billed by Rockland Green through the Town of Ramapo and or Town of Haverstraw tax bills as applicable.
Can someone please second that?
Second by Mark Greenberg.
Seconded by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So motion passes 4-5-0.
So we need to advertise in the newspaper separately for this public hearing that's going to be happening on July 24th.
Okay, 7:30.
7:30 p.m. Thank
you. Which? Two public hearings, correct.
So we'll be. And we are. No, there's a third one also. We're continuing the House of Worship. Yes. But, yes, you have to advertise.
But so there will be, Jenna, there will be two advertisements, one for the Viola public hearing and one for the IWS public hearing. Okay, let's go to the Burgess Meredith Playground and Basketball Court upgrades. Trustee Mr. Merlasco, do you have anything?
Yes, I'll give you an update. So basically, I shared with you trustees a map, a site plan that our village engineer prepared for the new basketball court and the extended playground that we want to install. Most of it is coming from the ARPA money that we got awarded for $200,000. It may run a little bit higher depending on the final cost. What we need to do tonight is just to approve the engineer and the clerk to send it out for bid. So do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion if you're okay, Mr. Mayor.
So I'll make a motion for the bid, authorizing the village engineer in conjunction with the village clerk to issue, one second before I continue, you don't have to write it, I'll give you the copy of the motions that were, I'm just reading off the paper. So I'll make a motion authorizing the village engineer in conjunction with the village clerk to issue bids for the purchase and installation of playground equipment at the Burgess Meredith Park with the dates of issuance and the dates of return of such bids to be determined by the village engineer and village clerk. Do I have a second?
Second by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 5-0.
The only thing, Jenna, if you were sorry, Mr. Mayor.
I can just write down who the motion was seconded, also for this.
The only one more thing, they asked me if you can reach out tomorrow to Martin's. I'm going to let know Martin Spence, and I'll include you in the email that we approved the bid to go out. The only request they had from the ARPA and the county, which I spoke with them today, is that we should send them the closed bid before we send it out so they can review that they are okay with all the requirements, because we don't want to send it out and the requirements are not satisfying the county ARPA funding. Okay, so I'm going to include you in the email. You'll see it, and then we'll make sure that the county gets it before we put out the bid.
Martin,
here, yes. I'm just giving you I may forget. Thank you.
Okay, old business. Good news about interest rates. I'm happy to report that after negotiations and checking with several banks, the village has attained a much higher interest rate on our accounts. And
on the savings account.
True. The last case, correct. It is the savings accounts, and we will. This will definitely be beneficial to the residents as far as
the profits which are going to be garnered from that. That is definitely good news. So it took some work, but the banks have agreed, and I think we will not need to move the money out, which is also good news. But definitely just shopping around definitely was worth it. So that as far as old business. Any other comments for old business from anyone? If there's nothing else, building and maintenance, any comments?
Yes. The repainting of the park on Beaver Dam sign.
The sign? Needs to be a new sign? It
needs to be redone or a new one.
Could you
No, not Meredith Burgess.
Could you take a picture of the current sign? And send it to the clerk. Yeah. She'll send and we'll get it to the village engineer. So when we do the new sign for Burgess Meredith, we'll get one for you. Because there's a bunch of rules on those signs also. The hours that it could be used and to hold you, the dogs have to be with a leash and different rules. So if we can have the sign, you know, if it needs to be upgraded, let's do all signs together. I don't know if you're okay with that, but if you can send that picture to the clerk, that would be helpful.
I'll see what I have it now and I'll send it down.
Thank you.
Okay, Trustee Greenwald, the floor is yours.
I did receive some complaints regarding the road on Leyden Town.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the road on Leyden Town, they have like the weeds, big grass, like growing into the road. So I know the village actually did cut them a couple of weeks ago, but it appears that it grows faster. So
what we need to do, just for a suggestion, the clerk should reach out to the town of Ramapo Highway Department, let them know that the weeds are growing on Leyden Town. The village owns those properties, and the weeds are going, they're overgrowing onto the road. They come with that big machine with a side cutter, and they clear the brushes.
Yeah, we have a contract with them for things like this.
But sometimes they need to be reminded, pretty much.
Yeah, they
so it's not our landscaper. It's the town.
Yeah, it's the department of
Highway Department.
We do have also the landscaper, Mr. Meredith, but this is different. Generally speaking, just so you know, on a regular basis, when, for example, there's issues with the roads, as patch is needed, someone will send you the information. Usually it comes from us or from a resident we ask to send to you, usually with the location, and then you would contact the Ramapo Highway Department. They will come. Past year and a half, they were quite good about it.
Correct.
And
that was also because our close work with the town of Ramapo, and they respect, there's a mutual respect, and they tried to make sure that the roads, you know, was, by the way, was that pothole, was that pothole fixed?
Yes, I wanted to just say that there was...
Tammy did it.
Oh, Tammy. I just wanted to go publicly stating that there was a major pothole that I got complaints about. No. People told me they were going to send me pictures. I waited, didn't come. I went out myself, I took the photographs, took the streets. You remember I sent it to you? And 2 weeks later, that pothole was repaired. It was a corner of Northridge and Haley. A large pothole that people were complaining about, falling, people getting, you know, injuring themselves.
They were very responsive at Ramapo.
They were excellent, by the way.
There's... I wrote down a name in the book for you, and they're always very friendly and
Yeah, so, that's a name you want to know, Jenna.
I'm happy to hear that it was fixed.
It was fixed 2 weeks after it was fixed. I just made the turn because I live on the block. I went out myself, and then there's another pothole that we sent out that we're waiting for also.
Okay, good. But they're fixing.
But they fixed it, and they took care of it.
The good news is they have to be told, and they fix it.
Yes.
Thank you.
It took not even 2 weeks.
Thank you, Trustee Zidell.
I sent you the picture of the sign.
Oh, he has another issue.
Go ahead. Please, Trustee.
It's your time. Listen.
There's also, I got complaints regarding Emerald Drive or Road. I don't know how.
Yeah, what's the issue over there?
There's a dead end at the end.
Yeah.
And there's like overgrown bushes.
So that is the...
They said I did complain already previously to...
Yeah, but they have to be reminders. It's not automatic. Sometimes those those cul-de-sacs, if they don't, a picture should be taken, the best solution, picture taken, send it to the clerk. That is handled by our landscaper, Chris Meredith. So we send him and we say, hey, it's getting overgrown, here's a picture. They come within the next 2 weeks. The next week, they fix it.
Thank you.
Any we'll other?
Take this seriously, and then there's one more.
Listen, our goal is to make sure the residents are happy, right?
Yes. Then there's one more, which actually three people reached out to me. That's on Quaker Corner Camp Hill. There's they actually sent me a picture of it. You can actually see there's like a big overgrown bush at the end.
Is it someone's private property?
I'm not sure.
Honestly, Quaker Road is the lot overgrown.
No, but that's on one side. That belongs to some private. We need to reach out to that. It's in the town of Ramapo. That's that corner, Quaker and Camp Hill. But on the other side, he's showing us this one. Yeah, I think
this is not.
This should be taken away again. But maybe we should see with our building inspector. If you can send this picture to the clerk, she'll forward it to the building inspector, and see with him what he thinks the best solution is. If we need to, we'll reach out to the resident, and if they don't want to take it down, we'll just take it down. Listen, that's a very important thing. Yeah. Thank you for bringing it up. Thank you so much for taking the concerns of the residents.
Thank you.
And Ranan, thank you for caring of the potholes and for the sign, Moshe.
Trustee Greenberg, any comments?
No.
Okay. Deputy Mayor Lasker, any comments?
I had enough.
I would just like to do two things. First of all, thank you so much, Tammy, for all the help in the past 2 months. We couldn't have done without you. Thank you so much.
She's still here.
Hey. She's here, and she's still here. Godsend. And also,
Tammy, thank you.
And thank you for Supervisor Respect for allowing Tammy to come and help us.
And Mona Montel.
And Ms. Mona Montel, the Chief Financial Officer of Ramapo, for allowing Tammy to come and help us. We are
very grateful.
Really grateful to Tammy and to the town of Ramapo for really their help in the transition. Thank you so much. And of course,
thank you, Tammy.
Yeah, thank you, Tammy, again. And we'll make sure also, of course, send also our thanks to Supervisor Specht and Ms. Montel. Anything for office period?
That's your turn. If you have any,
Jenna, if you have anything.
There is an issue, the desk, something, right? Is that still an issue?
Yeah, there's drawers in the desk that need a key. It's all locked, and I've been trying to find this key.
Did she have the key, Shakira?
No.
Did she have it, or she said she never had it? Got it. Mayor, could you reach out to Shakira, ask her if she had that key?
Will do. Yeah, I was trying to actually do that right now.
No? Oh, maybe it's still from the times of...
Okay, because that was the issue.
So maybe we need someone, a lock guy can come and undo it and just put in a new lock over there. But it's useful, it just can't open it.
Yeah, okay. This way that I can organize and not have...
Got it. Of course, perfect. We will try to take care of it. What else?
When you come out of the parking lot, even though I'm making a right, those grasses are so overgrown. An ambulance almost hit me when I was leaving.
Where?
They didn't have the sound on. Just right when you're coming out of the parking lot.
Onto, you make a left or a right?
A right.
So when you get
on the left hand side, you can't see.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Greenwald.
We'll speak to the homeowner.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Yeah, that we can take care of.
We'll take care of that.
We'll make a phone call.
We'll reach out to that resident.
Yes, we'll make a phone call. And that we could even today. Matt, anything for legal?
No, nothing.
Thank you. Any need for executive session, anyone?
No, not tonight.
Okay, if there's no need for executive session, I will make a motion to adjourn the meeting. Do I have a second?
Second
by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Good day. Thank you, everything.
Thank you.